Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
I'm sitting in my office on Monday morning, and you know Mondays I write, right? So I lock myself off to seclusion.
Yes.
My cell phone rings. It's Nappin. I answer the phone. Now, I haven't heard anything. Nappin gets on the phone and he says, "It's a great day in America. Can you smell the freedom?" I'm like, "What are you talking about, Nappin?" And he goes, "Lautenberg's dead."
Do you know the Undertaker that received his body could not believe that he was pre-embalmed and pre-cremated?
It was amazing. Did his job for him, didn't it?
They touched him, and he just turned into a lump of what looked like my cigar ashes.
Very good.
So the last World War II veteran, which is the only thing I'll give Lautenberg credit for,
yeah, that's pretty much it.
Has passed away, and he's gone, and I hope that he has to live under the rules that he set in
somewhere,
heaven or hell,
yeah,
for the next millennium.
Yes.
Okay. But the other thing is, now, our governor appointed a placeholder.
Do you believe this
okay?
guy?
Mr. Gun Buyback AG Jeff, what's it, Chisaya? Bach always corrects me. F you, Bach. Attorney General Jeff Chisaya, who has zero political experience, is going to be a U.S. senator for the next 3 or 4 months till November, June, July.
A bookend.
He appointed him. This is Mr. Gun Buyback. This is the guy who's going to be making votes maybe for the U.N. Treaty,
right, exactly.
Small arms treaty. This
Thank
is the guy that
much,
might be
Governor.
Making votes for the assault weapons ban that comes back. This is who Christie appointed. And then our douchebag governor, who, you know, sometimes I'm a fan of him, but a special election.
I ain't no fan.
A special election in October.
Really?
Because he didn't want Cory Booker running the same time as him because it'll sap votes. I am so pissed off that Sunday at the Woodland Park Range, we're having a petition signing for, what's his name, Lonergan.
Nice.
Lonergan, because I would love to have a conservative get in there like these other guys like Bridenstine and who's the other one? Ted Cruz. And Rand Paul.
Right.
And Ryan. We need guys like that with balls that stand up to these old fogies like McCain and say, "No, I'm not going to toe the party line, bitch. And don't even call me a conservative. I'm a libertarian."
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys are just all, it's a progressive party on both sides. It's and we know Christie. See, we know what the rest of the country doesn't know, that Christie is a progressive. He's
another
a big
name
government
for socialism.
Progressive. Yes, absolutely. Sure. And he just loves, look at how he bellies up to Obama. Every decision this guy has made has been bad. He's been nothing but trouble for small business owners like us in New Jersey.
Christie should switch parties already. He's going to wait till next year.
That's what he's going
to do. He's going to switch parties to the Obama kiss-ass coalition.
Yep.
Okay? Now, for a lot of you who use social media, This Rich Valsing, who's a great NJ2AS supporter and Gun for Hire Radio supporter, he took a picture of Christy in an SUV pissed off. Great. And the caption says Calandro. And we had a contest for people to, you know, put their words into the caption after Calandro. And we got a lot. We got a couple of hundred. And Sandy and I read through them all. And we narrowed them down to three. So you have to get on Gun for Hire Radio, the fan page. You have to get onto the page and like it so you can see it. We narrowed it down to three people, and Joe Colon, another Patriot, and Jose Morales, they're going to post this. And a couple of them we got. Rich, I want to thank you for this, but Christy's hanging out of the driver's seat of the car with this angry face, and he's going, Calandro! So imagine that. And so the first one would be, Calandro, I know you ate my last Twinkie. That was submitted by Robert Morales. The next one I love was submitted by Matthew Trimmer. This is it. Calandro, you sons of bitches ate the bacon explosion without me. That would be number two. This one is, I lean towards this one. This is Mike Bevilacqua. Calandro, when the F did we get ice cream? Okay? Those are my favorites, okay? Robert Morales, Mike Bevilacqua, Matt Trimmer. Twinkie, ice cream, bacon explosion. Notice the common thread here.
Yeah,
right?
There is a common thread.
From this week till next week's show, we want our listeners to go and vote for one of those three, okay?
What is
so
the winner
vote
get?
For Twinkie, ice cream, or bacon explosion. The winner was supposed to get a free Gun for Hire shirt. The winner is going to get a free I Will Not Comply shirt and a free Gun for Hire shirt.
Great.
Okay? How's that?
That's fine.
All right,
that's
so go
good.
On and
that's
look.
Fantastic. So vote.
I also want to thank Detective Sergeant John Uzzolino. Last week I said I was going to start wearing a cape.
Is that? Who
I got
that?
Tons and tons of emails from people about me wearing a cape. Somebody said I was too fat for a cape. F you. They make one size fits all with
That's
a cape.
That's right. That's right.
So John got me a logo. It's the Superman logo, but it's a G in
we,
it.
We need cameras
so,
in
Super
here.
Gun Fryer Radio. Dun, 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 dun. Able to insult you in a single bound. Okay? So I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, one more thing before we get into this shitty, corrupt state of New Jersey. I have been asked by numerous people to run for the National Rifle Association Board of Directors. I would love to hear from you if you think I should. Okay? I have the paperwork and the petition to fill out right in front of me, Sandy. It's right
I
here.
See that, yep.
I have it. I want to see what our fan base says, if I should do it or not.
I say you should do
All
it.
All right, but now you can't answer me unless you've been a member for 5 years or more, or you're a life member for the NRA. You have to have voting privileges.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
So if you're going to support me, you're going to have to either upgrade or a 5-year member or whatever, but let me know what you think. Most people win with about 75,000 votes out of 5 million members. So if you think I should run for the NRA board, national board, please let me know.
Absolutely.
And let's celebrate. Ding yeah. dong, the witch is dead. Yo.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Gone. Dusty's gone.
Ding dong. The liberal's dead. The wicked, wicked liberal's dead.
What'd you do with the money your mother gave you for singing lessons?
Listen, if you haven't been to the Gun for Hire radio studio at the Woodland Park Range, we have an applause light and it's on and people are walking by and can't hear us say shit and they're clapping. Okay? We should have a light that says slip money under door.
Yes, we should, like okay. Soupy Sales.
All right, so we have a placeholder U.S. Senator right now.
And what we have an opportunity blown. Unbelievable opportunity blown.
He could have appointed a Republican.
Absolutely.
Or even a moderate
the
Republican.
The first Republican since 1982, right?
No, it's 70s, I thought. Oh, yeah, 40 years. Is that 40 years? Yeah, that's 40 years. So, son of a bitch, Christie got us again. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a YouTube video viral. Steve Sweeney's omnibus, I'm going to screw every gun owner in the state, but it will be the standard for the
standard
nation.
The standard for the nation.
His bill went from the Senate, and it was knocked down to the Assembly. And Charles Momo Knocked Out King Maynor, who's the chairman of the Law and No Order Division.
Yes.
Or Outlaw and No Order Division. He brought it up for vote, and it seems our esteemed elected masters left the mic hot again.
Again. You didn't learn from the last
They
time.
Brought it up for vote. And they didn't have enough votes to move forward because we remember I said there was infighting in the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
Well, Cryan, who was all for this bill, voted no because he wants his guy to be Democratic chair president, but Sweeney wants his guy. So because Sweeney's pushing
back
so
and forth.
He stuck it to Sweeney, which helps us. But here's the deal. Charles Momo Maynor, he's talking on the mic, and he doesn't really know what's going on. He has a handler there who tells him, drink water, go pee-pee, make sure you shake. He doesn't know shit. Yeah. Sheila Oliver pulls his strings, and he has somebody. She says, you know, go get Momo and bring him out to vote. Well, this is Momo. Momo Maynor. I'm out here to vote now. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Well, then she puts her hand up his behind and makes his mouth move.
Exactly. Nice. So they're talking on the mic, so since they don't have enough votes and they're pissed off about it, they try to take a break. And one of our 2A patriots in the peanut gallery says, you can't take a break, you're breaking Robert's Rules of Order. Oh, no, we can. It's senatorial discretion. No, it's not senatorial discretion. We have laws the way we operate stuff, parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Order. So he says, well, we're going to vote on something else. And the person in the audience says, again, you can't vote on something else until you finish the motion on that first one. But they didn't want to close the motion because then they would have to retract the bill.
Right.
Okay? So catch 22, these dumb son of a bitches. They don't even know Robert's Rules of Order or parliamentary procedure.
No.
So what happened was they took an illegal break. Okay? It's not a crime. They just broke parliamentary procedure. What the hell else? See, they're not used to having us in the peanut gallery watch what they're doing.
Right. Having anybody with any intelligence.
Exactly.
There.
Well, they don't. So what happened is they come back from break and they decide to put the bill on hold, which basically means it's dead for a long time now. It's got to come back up for a vote. Sweeney must have broke an effing blood vessel, okay? I hope so.
I
hope
too.
Something popped, okay? I'm serious. And him and Cryan, let them kill each other. So what we are going to do is we're getting the names of, and addresses of everyone on the committee. I am ordering a nice copy of Robert's Rules of Order.
Embossed
with compliments of Gun for Hire Radio. And we're sending one to each of the committee members, okay, with Charles Momo Maynor. Even though he can't read, maybe we can get him the audio version.
Yeah, maybe
okay?
we could.
And they might.
Yeah.
Did somebody find out if they have a coloring book version of Robert's Rules of Order?
That would be
or
good.
Or better yet, Robert's Rules of Order, now available in color forms, okay? And we could give it to Charles Momo Maynor, and maybe he can figure something out.
Do they have a Robert's Rules of Order for Dummies?
I bet you. I bet you they do. That'd be too smart for him. Okay. Do they have a Robert's Rules of Order for effing dummies?
Yeah, that we would have to. We could pencil it in.
Sear. Imagine we should come up with Robert's Rules of Order for politicians. Okay.
And it's got stick figure drawings in it.
This just in, too. I heard that the new UN ambassador for Benghazi is going to be Chelsea Clinton.
Very good.
Because Hillary said, what does it matter?
What does it matter now?
What does it matter now? So, the rhino is charging in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Check it out. We just also found out that Obama will be signing the UN peacekeeping treaty during the summer recess of the Senate.
Great.
Okay? Another backdoor bunch of bullshit.
You mean that administration that is so crystal clear?
Did you see what we're going to get into that now, right? Did you see what happened with all of this wiretapping? The New York Times editorial staff came out and said that the Obama administration has lost all credibility. And I caught this, and what's his name caught it with the hairdo on Fox? what's his name? Hannity. Hannity with that flippy do. Hannity caught it too. The New York Times started getting heat. And they changed the wording from Obama administration has lost all credibility. They changed it to the Obama administration has lost all credibility on this issue. Okay. They narrowed it, but that's not what they intended. Okay.
Yes.
Our president that we have now, who someday will be the UN Secretary General.
Absolutely.
You heard it here first, two or three weeks ago. Okay. Ungaza Bungagi Mukaka Bamama Barack Hussein Obama. That's going to be his real name will come out. Columbia Law School. Sorry. Columbia Law School just had their 30th college senior reunion.
Yeah.
And none of the professors or the other students in the law program remembers him.
Well,
he has one picture with the Pakistani, one picture with a roommate for Columbia because all of his records are sealed. It's a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of bull. They're airbrushed, exactly. Okay? Watch when he's UN Secretary General. He ass-kisses all of these other countries. Okay?
Well, that's really what he's preparing for.
Yep.
You said it is campaign.
Putin's getting divorced. The first person he's going to F is our president. Okay?
Did you see that they kept our Secretary of State sitting for 3 hours waiting for in Russia? What a kick in the face that was. It just shows. Here, you keep a superpower sitting outside in the waiting room, you know, like he did to the Prime Minister of Israel. You know?
Correct. Yeah, you don't keep DD waiting outside.
No.
BB, excuse me. Don't keep him waiting outside. So you want to play that Bridenstine quote at some time, or is it too early?
As soon as we come back, we're going to hear from Representative Bridenstine.
You got to hear this.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Mr. Speaker, The President's Justice Department sold weapons to narco-terrorists south of our border who killed one of our finest. The President's State Department lied about Benghazi with false information provided by the White House. The President's Attorney General authorized spying on a Fox News journalist and his family for reporting on a North Korean nuclear test. The President's Justice Department confiscated phone records of the Associated Press because they reported on a thwarted terrorist attack. The President's Treasury Department uses the IRS to target political opposition. The President's Health and Human Services Secretary pressures the insurance companies she is supposed to regulate to promote Obamacare, which is the same law she uses to force citizens to pay for abortion-inducing drugs against their religious liberties. Mr. Speaker, the President's dishonesty, incompetence, vengefulness, and lack of moral compass lead many to suggest that he is not fit to lead. The only problem is that his vice president is equally unfit and even more embarrassing.
But he's a great firearms instructor.
Dude, can I hang out with that guy or what, though?
I'm telling you.
You want to talk about brass balls?
Yeah, they got a picture of him somewhere up on the wall with a giant red circle through it, huh?
You know, our president has just trampled everybody's rights. And when are you going to play that thing? When are you playing that other thing? A little later?
Yeah, we've got a clip
Let's do it the next break, because I want to talk about New Jersey and then get back to the president. Is that okay?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Don't give me that fucking eye. You disagree? All right, anyway. Listen to this article from USA Today. New Jersey gun laws don't curb violence.
Wow, surprise. Camden, this is news?
Okay. Gun law changes sought in the wake of the massacre in Newtown won't address the plague of gun violence in Camden, where poverty and crime feed an enduring and bloody cycle. Listen to me. We've known this all along because it's
We've been saying it.
Okay.
All along.
Toughest laws in the country are ready. Okay. Mm. Listen to here's this 20-year-old shitbag. Now this is 20 years old.
This.
Wait,
this
listen.
Is unbelievable.
I wanted to shoot people because that's what I saw growing up. Said
I
Baker.
Wanted to shoot people. So here's a guy who is a convict who tells you, I wanted to shoot people, but we have a legislation that is making new laws to stop us from protecting ourselves from shitbags like him.
Listen to what else he says. A Camden native spent he's 20 years old. Mm. He spent 4 years in jail after being involved in several shootings.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Several shootings, possession of a firearm. He, a
4 years in prison.
Threat, 4 years. Four years in juvie.
In juvie.
That was it.
Okay.
You and I would still be rotting there trading, you know.
Unbelievable. When I was younger, I would see my boys and cousins going into jail, and when they got out, all the girls wanted them. So I wanted to go to jail, okay? I wanted my name to be known on the streets. Now, this is what we're up against. You know, by the way, Ainsley, Gary Smith, Sean, everybody that's been emailing me, please change the name of the Colored Coalition. I'm getting a lot of shit, okay? I would like an official name, okay? I would like an official
name.
Yeah,
we can't keep referring to it as the Colored Coalition.
Now, we talk about inner city crime. Now, we know it does nothing to fight crime, gun control. But what about the law-abiding citizens that are stuck living in these
cities?
Right
next door to these scumbags.
So to them, guns are a bad thing. They got to worry about their houses being broken into when they're lawful guns. That's why we need this coalition. But every survey has shown that gun control will not help. By targeting your middle-class, law-abiding citizens is not going to lower crime at all.
Not at all.
Okay? At all. We all know this, all right?
And the people in the neighborhood are the ones who suffer more because they're right next to these scumbags who are going out trying to get into prisons so they can get laid.
Imagine that, because I wanted my name out on the street.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted my name out on the street. Could you imagine
this? The problem is not guns. How many times have we said this? The problem is a total breakdown in society. Guns have been around. The repeating arm has been around for 150 years. Gunpowder has been used for over 500 years. Why is it now, at this point in time, that we have issues with people being massacred by firearms?
It's unbelievable. It really is. It's unbelievable. And this is the shit that we have to worry about. We're fighting to maintain our Second Amendment rights.
Right.
The liberals' agenda is to take all guns away. Wake up, people. Right. All guns away. I'm so tired of it.
Well, they did it. They took all guns away in Britain. And what exactly happened in Britain? Now they're beheading people in the street.
Yes.
And now they're asking for their guns back. Good luck with
86%.
That.
A poll, 86% of the Brits want their guns back. Once they're gone for good. I just did a three-day thing, a couple of other Gunfire alumni for Norway, the largest newspaper in Norway. It's equivalent to the Wall Street Journal, conservative. Every Norwegian owns a gun. They're all tall, too.
Yeah, very tall.
Every Norwegian owns a gun. And they were here talking. They can't believe that they want to confiscate our guns. And we talked about the tragedy that happened on the island where 74 people, the kids, were murdered. That guy picked one of the few gun-free zones in Norway.
Exactly. They all do. They all do.
They've since changed that island where guns are permitted now.
Really?
And you won't see a massacre like that anymore.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
And this is things that we have to think about.
It's not like we don't have any history, and we've got history that shows it proves the point time and again. But the other side just doesn't want to be bothered with the facts.
You know, the other side. Let's talk more about the Color Coalition. I got an email from Ryan Jairman. And he says he wanted, it was nice meeting you at the new range. He took the Utah class with Charlie. He's a member of NRA, ANJRPC, and NJ2S. Anyway, I want to talk to you about the Colored Coalition you and Ainsley have been talking about. I think it's a great idea, and he would like to join. However, I think we should be better served to make it diverse as possible to include other non-traditional gun owners like women, religious minorities, etc. We agree, brother. Bring it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring it on, okay?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we need is a voice.
And he said when he went to college, there was a number of groups, including Society of Women Engineers and the National Society of Black Engineers, who welcomed any and everyone, regardless of race or general, and he actually attended a few of the meetings. They offered helpful advice on career planning. The key, I think, is to show that we are all united in a united front against the attacks from hoplophobes, especially those with big money like Bloomberg and those who use political machinery. He said, my uncle used a 9mm pistol a few years ago to defend against a robbery in his hardware store by a machete-wielding bandits. That was in the news, by the way. Some of my in-laws are also Sikhs and who have as one of their core values defense of self and family, which is they always carry a dagger, which is called a kirpan. We know about that. So the Second Amendment is pretty sacred to me. All the best with the range and looking forward to hear your next show. Ryan, we couldn't agree with you more.
Absolutely.
And Raman, who's one of the guys here, he joined. He's of Indian descent. We welcome them all, okay? I mean, look at me. I'm fucked up, and I'm a member. I'll be a member of the Colored Coalition. I don't care. But whatever we're going to rename it, guys, but this is what we need. We need people to get involved. We need people to jump onto it. And
we have to start the second civil rights movement. That's really what, you know, our cause needs. It can't be about guns anymore. This is a civil rights issue. We have to make it a civil rights issue. And I think that by pointing toward the gun, like everybody else points toward the gun, we're doing ourselves a big disservice. This is really about our rights.
Si, senor.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Imagine how loud those words will be when those same politicians who ridicule us and laugh behind our backs look out and see tens of thousands of patriots united in mind and spirit and determination. Well, thanks to New York artist Matt Danches, that amazing inspirational design is now something you can wear, along with tens of thousands of others just like us, who are willing to stand and be counted among those who are unashamed to be unafraid. When you wear your I Will Not Comply t-shirt at the range, neighborhood barbecue, to your kid's ball game, or to a friendly neighborhood gun buyback program, you're saying volumes without even uttering a word. You're saying that you're not just going to sit down and shut up. You're going to speak out for your civil rights. Make no mistake about it. We're in a fight for our very lives against a powerful, well-organized, well-funded, dark an evil force. Victory must be won, one mind, one heart, one soul, one conversation at a time. The gun banners and freedom grabbers are counting on you to do nothing. Let them know they counted wrong. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? You can get yours at Gun for Hire Radio Studios, located right here at the beautiful Woodland Park Range, home of the Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, or at any NJ2AS meeting or event. And the proceeds from every sale go to benefit our fight for liberty right here in the not-so-green Garden State. The shirts are available in sizes small all the way up to 5X Fat Bastard. There's even ladies' sizes, too. Won't you please help us in our fight for freedom by buying a t-shirt for yourself and maybe another one for someone you know? Hell, buy one and send it to your mayor, especially if he's one of Bloomberg's crew. Now that ought to send a message.
Great. I like that. I like these new bumps.
Before you play that thing, I just want to say this segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic. WaldorfChiro.com. I had people come in to the range 2 days ago from Bridgewater who didn't know about Dr. Eric or Gun for Hire Radio.
Wow.
They are now listeners, and they're going to be contacting Dr. Eric for some chiropractic therapy.
What's
which
it
I
been
think
like?
Is great.
4 or 5 weeks now, right? Since.
What's that?
When was the range opened? How many weeks ago was that?
It's about 6 weeks
All right, 6 weeks ago. Remember Dr. Eric adjusted my shoulder because I was in like excruciating pain?
Yes.
It still feels great.
Nice, right?
Perfect.
I like that. It's just when I go see Dr. Eric, he plays Barry White and starts burning incense.
Yeah, I know. Well,
okay,
a lot of people
but,
do that to you.
Dr. Eric has been such an advocate of the Second Amendment, sticking his neck out there.
Yeah.
He comes to the range every Friday and shoots. Friday is his day off. So if you're in Bridgewater, 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, or you have friends or family, repost it. Just thank Dr. Eric.
Right.
You know, just send
him
an email or a Facebook post and thank him for what he does for the Second Amendment community.
It is so important for you guys to support our sponsors, please. I mean, these are the guys who are sticking their neck out. Please say thank you to them. If we're not telling you to go out and buy stuff you don't need, we're telling you to please, if you're going to buy this stuff, please buy it from people who support the same values that you have.
Hey, Sandy, before you roll tape, this one's from Angel Mendez. I was listening to episode 105, and I thought what you said about the commemorative Bloomberg Big Gulp was hilarious. Maybe you should sell it at the Rifle Camp Cafe. We're working on it. The other thing is, I sent the Horse's Ass Award to Mike Kelly from The Record.
And he responded.
And he responded. And well, it's James Kaleda wrote, I wanted to send you a quick note of congratulations. James, you're out of order, Kaleda. I wanted to send you a quick note of congratulations. I was pleased to hear you received the award from Gun for Hire Radio. I have read your piece about gun mistakes, and it seems that you were trying desperately to earn it. I mean, in that article, you didn't even try to hide your anti-gun agenda. You did a halfway decent job of trying to confuse the uninformed. Great job, blah, blah, blah. And this one from Mike Kelly. I invited him on the show to accept the award. He said he was busy today. I said, how about next Saturday? I'm busy then, too. Okay. But here's what he wrote. Anthony, I happily accept my award. But, bro, where's my trophy? I sent it to him. Do I need to build a new trophy case? And when can I give my acceptance speech? Go ahead. Make my day. Other than that, how have you been? Mike Kelly, columnist. Exactly. He could go build fucking Roman columns.
Well, you know, this
he can't write.
You know, Kelly has to be appreciative of all this because we have a million listeners.
Correct.
This crappy newspaper he writes for doesn't even have 30 readers. So we put this guy on the map.
Unbelievable. F him. So would you play that tape so I can get off
the All right.
Angry?
So we've got candidate Obama. You know, we've got all this crap in the news about NSA and the whistleblowers who come out from NSA. Your phones are being tapped. Surprise, surprise. We've been talking about this for how long now? And we've been called conspiracy theorists, lunatics. We don't know what we're talking about. But now that's
you
news.
You want progressive socialism? Here it is.
Here it is. And here's candidate Obama's feelings on...
Candidate Obama.
Yep.
I will provide our intelligence and law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to track and take out the terrorists without undermining our Constitution and our freedom. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens.
Ooh.
No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime.
No.
No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war.
Oh, or no disagree with the president.
No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are.
No, it's not.
It's not what is necessary to defeat the terrorists. The FISA court works. The separation of powers works.
Yeah, my ass.
Our Constitution works. We will again set an example for the world that the law is not subject to the whims of stubborn rulers and that justice is not arbitrary. This administration acts like violating civil liberties is the way to enhance our security. It is not. There are no shortcuts to protecting America.
I have to say, now this is a monumental thing, I happen to agree with candidate Obama. I agreed with him back then because when the Patriot Act came in, I was in total disagreement with the Patriot Act. It is an overreach. And
me too.
It's just ridiculous.
But he's trampled all over it. He's far exceeded it.
It's on steroids.
Okay?
You know,
far exceeded it.
Everybody thinks that this is something new that just it was just discovered that they're logging the phone calls of every single American citizen. Well,
yep.
This dates back to a little program called Echelon. Echelon, back in another life, Echelon was in place 30 years ago. And 30 years ago, they were tapping phone calls. They were intercepting all the phone calls. They were doing it through the fiber lines under the ocean.
Yep.
But again, the difference between what's happened then and what's happened now since the Patriot Act, thank you, George Bush, those satellite dishes are now pointed directly at us. They used
Correct.
To be part. The NSA was for national security for foreign countries.
And by the way, the first time Obama found out about it was the first time he watched it on TV, just like everybody else.
Yeah, of course.
So he found out about finding out about it on TV, like everybody else. Yesterday, he went to give a speech about Obamacare, and they didn't give him his pre-prepared talking points, and he stood up at the podium going, until somebody ran up there to give it to him. He was going, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, Big Brother is all over us.
Yes.
Our phone records, everything that we do now, our administration, your administration, is so overreaching. This is unprecedented.
Yes.
Even MSNBC has come on the attack. Even the New York Times has come on the attack with them now. And that's bad. That's bad. Because these special interest groups elected this guy.
Yes, exactly right. Like the New York Times, everybody else is. And we've said this also, that this guy's undoing is going to come from the left. It's not going to come from the right.
But he'll survive the next 3 years, and then he'll get his ass out, and he'll be Secretary General of the UN.
Right.
This is what we're facing, and
well, one
it's
of the
really
problems,
bad.
And I want to talk a lot about this, because one of the problems I find is that the person who sits there and says, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't mind. This is important to capture terrorists. Bullshit. This is... there is a reason that federal dollars have been spent for your town to have police cars equipped with facial recognition cameras and which read your license plate, note your time that they passed you, send a picture of your face and your license plate immediately to NSA via satellite from the back of that patrol car.
Correct.
So that's one. It's one what they call nexus point. All they're doing right now is, and have been doing for a very long time, is to develop nexus points. This has never been done on American citizens. Our rights, our First Amendment rights, are being violated. Every single constitutional right we have right now is under attack. All our emails are being read. Every keystroke that you type into a search engine and on your computer is being read and logged and analyzed. Every single text message you send, every phone call that you make to your wife. And there's a reason why iPhones have two cameras. And we'll talk about that a little later on when we come back.
I will not comply.
Absolutely. Get a shirt, damn it.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it.
Hold on, I just woke up. Classes on Wednesday, June 26th at 6 p.m. at the Woodland Park Range. We are doing a civilian mace course, and we're going to mace probably Corey Vaughn. Forget what I said. Corey, we're going to have cake on 6/26 at 6 p.m. at Woodland Park. We need you here, Corey. There's going to be cake.
Another great Second Amendment patriot.
Yes, for everyone else other than Corey, there will be a civilian mace class. It's very economical. It's only $40. And I think it's $45 with the lipstick bodyguard.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to mace somebody like Corey. Rhymes with Vaughn, I guess, but not. So we're having a class. If anybody's interested, we have a few people signed up for it already. So while we're talking about this far overreaching, there's like two more letters I want to get out, Sandy, before I forget. Okay? Is that okay? Good.
Sure.
I'm going to do it anyway, even though you don't love me anymore.
I
what do I
love
have
you. Of course
here?
I love you.
Yeah. All right. This is Kurt from Indiana, and he said he has an important question. He was listening to 105. And, you know, he was worried about this. So I said this national trainer, when a cop comes or something, where you say, "Halt, I have a CCW," and then a cop shoots you. Kurt, when you have a CCW, you have to be just like a regular citizen when cops come on the scene. And if you see cops come on the scene, you should drop or reholster the gun before they even see you with it. You know, Masad Ayoub prefers to reholster the gun and step back with your hands at your side, you know, so you still don't get separated from your gun. And Sig Sauer Academy that I've gone through, they tell you to drop your gun and step one pace back away from it.
What would you do?
I would either follow Ayoub first and try to reholster it, and then if not, I would drop it and step away from it. You don't turn with the gun. You don't hold the gun. You don't do any of that other shit. You act like a regular civilian, and you either drop it. Like if I was in a 7-Eleven and I drew my gun on some shitbag that was robbing the guy behind the counter, if I saw the cops pull in the parking lot, the guy probably has his back turned to me, I hope, or I have him on the ground facing away. I would holster my gun and put my hands at my side where my hands, the palms of my hands are even with my shoulders, Sandy. Not up in the air, because that's what guilty people do. Okay?
Oh, okay.
But there is this national trainer that carries a CCW badge that says, "Halt! I have a CCW, and I'm here to help you."
Yeah,
right? That doesn't work.
Yes.
Okay?
And calling the body bags.
Yes. Kurt wants an "I will not comply" shirt. I think he ordered it already, and he wrote, "Kurt from Indiana, and I will not comply." Kurt, thank you for your support, brother. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Love you to death. We want you here. That was pretty much my last letter. We can go back.
Well, somebody
to talking
also
about
asked
our...
about traffic stops too, didn't they?
But I deleted it.
Oh, you did?
Well, some states you're required to say whether you have a gun on or not, and some states you're not.
So you really have to be very familiar with.
Now I have a New Jersey CCW. When I get pulled over by a state trooper or something, I roll all four windows down because I have dark tinted windows.
Yeah.
I shut the engine off, take the keys out of the ignition because people have grabbed cops' arms and started the car and pulled away.
Okay.
Okay, and taken for that, you know, Nantucket ride or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
I take take the keys out of the ignition, all windows down, and I put my hands on the steering wheel, and I wait for the officer's instruction, and I will tell the officer that I have a concealed carry permit on me so that they know, so they don't find the gun.
Is that required in
New
Jersey?
No, it's not, but I just think it's above board to do.
You also have a giant sign on the side of all of your vehicles that says gun for hire.
Exactly. Well, you just never know. The cop could be shaky, whatever the case is, but... What I don't do is I don't limbo in my car to try to take my wallet out while I'm being pulled over, because you start to drive in a staggered manner and it doesn't look right, very skittish. I wait, and then I tell the cop, I'm reaching in my pocket, for my driver's license or whatever. I wait for his commands. He tells me what to do. Last cop approached me from the passenger side window from my SRT8 charger that wasn't wrapped yet, Sandy.
Oh, that's right. I remember
but
that.
I just had the windows tinted, and he pulled me over, and he puts all the takedown lights on, which is meant to blind you so he has a better view, you know? And four windows down, ignition off, keys out, thrown on the passenger seat, my hands on the steering wheel. He approached from the passenger side window. He put a 400 lumen flashlight in my face, said, "What are you doing?" "I'm driving home." "Have you been drinking?" "No." He said, "Well, you swerved a little bit." I said, "Well, I normally drive a pickup truck. I got a brand new SRT8 charger. The steering's a little sensitive, I was smoking a cigar, too, and I think I dropped an ash in my lap. So anyway, to make a long story short, he said, "I would have smelled it if you were drinking." I told him I have a gun on. I told him I have this. He asked for my wallet. I had a limbo to get it. He goes back to the cop car. He says, "Keep your hands where I can see them." I said, "Fine." Comes back. He said, "Have a nice night. Everything's clear." Never asked me for anything. I showed him my carry permit and shit. So off we went. So that's something you have to think about. It's a big undertaking when you have a gun.
Yep,
I hear
it's
stories
a whole lifestyle
every
change.
Day of people leaving their guns other places. We discussed that last week.
Total
also,
lifestyle change. Don't just take a course and expect that this is going to, or buy a gun and expect you're going to carry it just because you have a CCW. You really need to be.
Well, we have like Joe teaches the CCW class here. We do the Utah carry. We do the Florida carry. We teach all of those classes, and we teach people the proper way to carry a gun. We have intense classes
for proper clothing and everything else. I've been through that class. Is that excellent?
We also teach the NRA, personal protection outside the home, which also covers cover garments, which also covers what kind of colors to wear and heavier material and different holster options and never becoming separated from your firearm. These are all very, very important issues.
Absolutely, because you can't, you can, if the state law does not allow open carry, and your gun is printing, that is a violation.
That's just like brandishing a gun if it's printing. And, there's other national trainers out there like me, and we all have our opinions. Yeah. A lot of us share many of the same like opinions, and then a few of us digress in different directions. I am a student of Masad Ayoub, Masad Ayoub Group, etc., so I kind of follow his doctrine.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
So let's talk about this. Last Sunday night, 7 o'clock at night, a rainy night, this gentleman walks in with some firearms and his wife. And who is it? Frank DeMeo from Get Out Safe, New Jersey.
Frank. Great
Frank
guy.
Came down to sight in a rifle and shoot some other guns with his lovely wife. They were down here. It's the little time he has because he's open 7 days a week up there in Whippany. A proud sponsor of Gun for Hire Radio. It's Get Out Safe, New Jersey, or survivalequipmentnj.com. He has a Facebook page. Listen, everybody that works for me has bailout bags.
Yep.
We all have emergency stuff that Frank set
Thank
us up
you, Frank.
With. He runs seminars up there on preserving foods and salting and purifying water. Most of them are free. I mean,
yeah, I know.
I
he
mean,
really
this
does
ain't no internet shit where you're just ordering garbage and you don't know what you're getting. I really want you to support them. They're working on a human dry rub for me right now. I tested it twice on some long pork.
Too much garlic.
Yeah, it's coming better, though. But Frank is the man. You wouldn't believe his store when you walk in there. It's a cornucopia of survival equipment. We're in storm season right now.
Yep.
The people remember Sandy.
Yep.
The people remember Irene. Well, wake the F up. Go see Frank. Get a couple of water storage vessels or a water bob. Get a couple of bailout bags for your loved ones. Your kids are going away. It's the summertime. You give your daughter money and your son, and you let them drive the car for gas. Why don't you spend $125 right. and put an emergency bag
sure.
in their trunk?
Exactly.
And hopefully they'll never
right.
need it.
Right.
Okay. 3 years from now, you could take the bag into Frank and say, Frank, I need it upgraded. He says he won't even charge for the water.
I know,
they'll replace the water packets.
He
but
really is a great
listen
guy.
To me. Spend the money wisely. Get out safe, NJ. I mean, what better gift, a graduation gift for your kid? If they're going away to college, buy them an emergency bag
right.
for their dorm. Buy them an emergency
right.
bag for their car. Just
right.
like you would buy them a microwave for their dorm room or an iPod or an iPad. Let's be realistic.
Only
okay?
the microwave can't save their life.
Seriously. And this is a Second Amendment supporter and a friend of ours, okay? So let's really support him. While we're talking about the survival, you know, college is ending, but let's talk about some crime prevention tips, Sandy, for the summer. Okay?
Summertime, yeah. Crime shoots
right.
through the roof.
It goes up because it gets hot. You know, and it's just that thing. The criminals are out there. Many kids are home from school. College kids are
right.
home from school working. All you have your all your tourists and vacationers. Just remember when you're out, you should always have your keys in your hand as you approach your car, okay? Because that's a great way to get mugged is when you're looking down in your purse to try to find your car keys. Cars that have easy access may be a target. You know, keep your cars locked. Otherwise, they'll jump in the back seat. You should always park your car with an attendant if possible, or in a supervised lot, okay, or an area that's patrolled, okay, in a well-lit area. Don't go for the more convenient spot. Go for the spot that has the better proximity to things. Like if you go to a mall entrance, sometimes to the left they have all these restaurants and stuff where there's a lot of traffic.
Right.
You might want to park there. Like I'm a big, fat, ugly guy. When I go to Willowbrook Mall, I park by where Stearns used to be. I don't even know where it is now. Hardly anybody parks there. But I ain't worried about getting mugged because I shoot back.
Yeah, that's
okay?
true. Yeah,
so
that's
it's
exactly
a, it's a
right.
much different environment. For me, I shoot back. A group of people is better. There's power in numbers. You're less vulnerable. Offenders look to target the vulnerable. I teach a class here called Refuse to Be a Victim. McAloon teaches a class here called Be Prepared. Both of those classes are kind of blended, and we talk about all of these things when we teach, and we enlighten people every day. If you travel by train, travel in the guards compartment, which is the one identified by the blue light, okay? That's the one where the conductor's sitting in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I never
yeah, you
knew
stand
that.
Up, yeah, it has the blue light. It's, you know, it's the front one or the back
yeah,
one
yeah.
usually, okay? You, again, travel in a group. Arrive at the station as close to the departure time as possible so you're not standing around on the train deck. I mean, every friggin' day
right.
in Bloombergville, I read about
right.
somebody getting pushed on the tracks. I mean, while he's worrying about big gulps and trans fats, this midget
and
bastard,
guns. Yeah.
and guns, people are dying all the time, you know? And then you got to think about it. Another scary thing is we take a lot of taxis, right?
Yeah.
Sit in the back of the taxi, travel with friends, always give clear directions. Make sure you're really in a taxi.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
When you stay at a hotel,
correct.
Flag down a reputable, real taxi. People have
right.
gotten in wrong taxis and end up with the chloroform and end up, you
especially
know, being
especially in
done.
New York, too,
and
because
how
they
many,
have the taxis and then they have the livery services.
My guys and girls listening to this that have college-age kids, how many of you can you picture your kids jumping into a taxi while text messaging and not
yep.
being aware of their surroundings whatsoever
right.
and not even being aware if the taxi driver is taking them to the right place, okay? Just think about this. I have no intent to do devious stuff, but if I picked somebody up on 8th Avenue that wanted a cab to 10th Avenue, if they were text messaging, I would zigzag through streets for 45 minutes. I would tell my ride, that'll be $141.76, please. Listen to me. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening, would your college-age kids know?
No, they wouldn't know. No, they wouldn't know. Because they're paying with your money.
And their head is down. And their head is down, okay? The other thing to think about is, you know, stick to major routes and roads when you're driving. Don't take shortcuts. When you're walking, don't use footpaths or anything. Stay on main roads and sidewalks. Don't say, oh, let me cut through the golf course. It's a block shorter, okay? Wake up. Again, any major events or public places, never leave your valuables unattended on the beach. That's a tough one, but they make stuff that you can hide your valuables in. There's power in numbers. You know, you got to take turns. Two people go in the water, two people watch the stuff. If you go with another couple, you know, always make sure when you go out, make sure your kids always tell you where they're going and what time they're going to return and who they're with. This is always a big
one.
Because if they turn up missing, and I learned this at 12 years old by the backhand. I learned that when my father was asking me a question, A, he already knew the answer.
Yeah.
Okay? And B, if I told a lie, that the penalty would be far worse than if I told the truth. So my father instilled in me, listen, tell the truth and you'll fare a lot better than if you bullshit me. So I always told the truth. So when he asked me where I was going, I told him.
Yeah.
And but a lot of kids don't do that. And you want to make sure that you have that relationship with your children. Okay. I'm telling you, you shouldn't take a ton of stuff in your belongings in your bags. You should only carry it just what you really need in case it gets stolen.
Gets stolen.
You know, and when you leave your house, make sure your house is securely locked, including windows, because windows are usually left open. People go away for long weekends or whatever. It's very, very important. Maybe have a trusted neighbor that can check on your house. Don't use the mailman because when you go to the mail, the post office, and you know, there are a lot of part-timers and stuff now.
Especially
now
in the summertime.
There's a notice hanging on the wall that you're away for 2 weeks.
Right.
My next-door neighbor and I, we buddy up. When he goes away every weekend to Wildwood, I pick up papers and flyers
same
and
thing
mail.
With the newspaper.
And when I go away, he does the same thing for me, and we have a good relationship that way. He don't have keys in my house. I don't have keys to his house, but we have this little system that we cover for each other. You know, the next thing is you want to talk about is securing your garage. You know, we had the garage sponsor for a long time. A lot of people, they break into the garage. They're very easy to break in. Make sure it's secured properly. Don't exit out of the garage. Shut off the motor. Put a padlock through the garage door so it can't slide open. You know, this is important to do. Make sure you lock your pet door. You know, Jimmy's got a golden retriever that weighs about 400 pounds. His dog has a car problem like ours. His dog door, you know, like a 300-pound guy could fit through it. The dog should just have thumbs and learn how to open the door, you know. Consider security devices. You know, alarms and lights are a great way to go. Don't leave cash in the house. And, you know, make sure all your jewelry is in a safe place. Make sure that your lawn is cut and your property is tidy. Avoid leaving the answer machine on like, hi, this is the Colangelo residence. We're going to be in Europe for the next 3 weeks. Please leave a name and number after the beep and we'll get back to you. You know, if you call my house, it says, hi, please leave a number after the beep and we'll get back to you if we feel like it. Beep.
Nice.
That's what
very
mine
good.
Says. Ow, that's what, oh, my knee just went out. That's what mine says. But these are things that you have to think about and you have to teach your kids and you have to teach your loved ones to be careful. You know, how many times, guys, have we come home and a sliding door is open?
Right.
And we lock it. Of course, we hear, oh, I just went out a minute ago. And I'm like to my wife, really, hon? It's 3:45 in the morning. You just went out a minute ago and left it unlocked? Okay. Dogs are a great line of security. If you can't own a dog, consider putting a big dog dish and a chewed bone in the back window or the front window where passersby can see it. And the shitbag goes to break into your house. If he sees that big bone and dish, he'll go, maybe there's somebody in here. Don't have your 50-inch iMac or 80-inch TV visible from the street. When you buy a new electronics, shred the boxes, put them in a bag. Don't leave them out on the curb, okay? Mm. Because that's just bait for the criminals. When you're on vacation, remember that because you're on vacation, crime did not take a vacation.
Yeah, just you.
There's
did.
Entire sects of criminals yeah. that prey yep. on vacationioners.
Yes,
all right?
Because they know you're not coming back. You've said that so many times.
Oh, I say it a million times. And not only that, but guys, girls, if your $80 iPod Touch was stolen, are you going to fill out a report?
Right.
No.
Right.
If your little digital camera, your Leica or your Canon that costs $300, are you going to spend one day of your 6-day vacation at a police department making a report?
No. And then coming back
Correct.
To prosecute.
Yeah, seriously. So much petty crime exists. Hotel rooms. They just busted another one, a ring of hotel thieves. Who was it? Security.
Yeah.
Okay?
You
I tell
that all
everybody,
the time.
Lock the yep. freaking door with the double lock. Don't keep valuables in there. Triple check that electronic safe. Make sure the code is not 40.
Yes.
Test it. Okay? If they have a safe downstairs, a safe deposit box, put your stuff there. Make copies of all of your ID and passports. I got a better idea. I have PhotoStream on my Mac. I took pictures of all of my IDs, passports, birth certificate, and everything, and color copies have been uploaded everywhere.
Nice.
Okay.
Very smart.
Very smart. So even if my phone gets robbed from a remote
right.
computer, I can log on to
Get
my
everything.
Mac account
yep.
and I can print out all my paperwork. Now, a lot of places, it's not good for original, but if I run into an embassy in a foreign country with people following me,
yeah.
if they give me 5 minutes,
unless
I
you're
go-
in Benghazi,
yes. Well, I would trip the Clinton daughter Chelsea
yeah.
and step over her. What does it matter now?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that take color photos of all your ID.
Yeah.
Now they're on your phone, they're on your iPad, they're on your computer. You can make a file, a secure file for them. You can also print them out. It's just a great thing. You know, we just got our FFL, by the way. We can sell ammo at the range for
nice.
Range use only. And I can go to PA and shit. I can buy stuff with my FFL now. You know, I took a picture of a high-res picture on my phone of my
right.
FFL. Now, once the ATF finishes their inspection, we'll be able to rent guns, too, by the way.
Oh, great.
But right now, we can sell ammo for range use. We're not selling ammo to drive out of here because we want to keep our ammo stores for our members
yeah,
and our clients. But I took a picture. First thing I did, Rob was like, what are you doing? I said, I took a picture of the FFL.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have to carry it. It's my ID now. So all of you technology people, take pictures of these things, okay? It's funny. I'm talking about all the security, and deep down I'm laughing. I'm thinking about how pissed Steve Sweeney must be that Brian stuck it up his keister. And I'm so glad for Democratic infighting. And I had some intel about this weeks ago, and I just love it. But let's talk more about security now. When you go on vacation, maybe you shouldn't bring all of that fancy jewelry with you, okay? Here's another thing. They used to say keep a list of everything you pack in your bags. Take a picture of everything. Spread it out on the bed. Take a picture of all your jewelry, your cameras, and everything. When you land, if your shit's not in the bag, and when you go to the airport to claim it, what were you carrying?
Yeah, right, exactly.
This
now
stuff,
you know.
Right?
Yeah.
People aren't exploiting this technology enough. PhotoStream, leave it on. More and more asshole criminals are getting caught taking pictures of themselves. Okay? They steal your phone or your iPad. They take a picture of themselves. It uploads on your photo stream. You're sitting in front of your computer or laptop telling the cop that your shit got robbed, and the picture of the shit bag comes up. All right?
I love
it. Just happened again in New York. This guy took a picture of himself smoking crack.
Great.
He took a picture of himself smoking crack, but here's what he did. He's so used to using his own phone, he uploaded it on her Facebook.
No way.
Okay? You know how you can upload to Facebook or tweet it or whatever? He uploaded it on her Facebook, and it went into her photo stream.
That's great.
And the cops showed her mug shots, because all of these guys are repeat offenders, because nobody stays in prison more than a week.
Well, they just want to get cred, you know.
Yeah, nobody spends more than a week in prison. Our criminal justice system, catch and release.
Especially New Jersey.
Our hooks have no barbs in them in New Jersey.
Exactly.
You know, when you catch a fish, you have to worry about cutting the bar. In New Jersey,
Not
we
here.
Have no barbs.
No, you're good.
When a 20-year-old has been arrested 4 times for being involved in shootings, and he's still out.
Unless you're a legal gun owner and you're on your way home from the range and need to pee.
Sandy, last Saturday at the range. We had Aaron Buzelli. We had a bunch of other guys in here with their wives and kids. A couple of guys shot at the range, and their wife and kids met them at the cafe to have
very
lunch.
Nice.
Aaron's wife sat outside with their little son, Max, for an hour while he shot, and then he came and he had lunch with them.
Wow.
One of the other guys, his son Anthony, and his wife showed up. His wife is pregnant, so she can't be in the range. We had groups of guys having lunch. We ran out of room in the cafe. I had to get up and stop eating those chili dogs. They have chili that's similar to like Hot Grill and Johnny and Hangy's and stuff. John and Angie, like really good stuff. And our other guy, Riverside.
There are people in Iowa have no idea what you're even talking
too
about.
Bad.
We probably have like the best.
Move to New Jersey.
Why does New Jersey have the best Texas wieners? That's why I want to know. You know, it's really weird, right?
Because the Texas wieners in New Jersey now, in Texas, have Mexican flair to them.
Oh, I see.
From the encroachment of, which is not a bad thing because I like those spices too. One of our listeners is opening a Mexican restaurant in Bloomfield. I'm going to be one of the first to
we're gonna
test
be
it out.
Definitely.
Oh, by the way, last week you were invited to lunch,
and
Jersey
you forgot
City.
To tell me
what Pinelli. I forgot to tell you.
Hey,
and
thanks.
We went.
I appreciate it.
You're
it was,
welcome.
It was a good. What did we eat?
It was Puccini's, by
oh,
the way.
Puccini's, of course.
And it was freaking deadly. I had manigault and a couple of meatballs. Andy had platters of provolone and prosciutto and prosciutto.
That's good.
And Italian bread.
Happy for all of you.
Yeah.
May you rot and die, all of you.
Andy wanted to invite you, and I forgot. Okay. So.
All right. So what's going on at Gun for Hire Academy?
We have a slew of classes from the new shooter to the experienced shooters. Urban pistol 1 and 2, low light, no light, urban carbine, CCW class. I allow holster draw at the Woodland Park range. If you're ranked at USPSA, IDPA, IPSC, are you law enforcement and draw from a holster, you can draw from a holster. If you've taken Gun for Hire urban classes, you can draw from a holster. If you haven't, we have a short 3-hour holster draw class. Once you're certified, you get a sticker for your ID. We put it in a computer. You can draw from a holster in our range.
Excellent.
Okay. We're offering those classes. We have holster draw classes online. We are switching
You're probably the only one in the state who does that,
pretty
right?
much. We're switching to summer hours. We're going from 98 hours a week to 80 hours a week this week for 12 weeks straight. We are selling ammo at the range. Both of our ranges are air conditioned. We have a cafe and plenty of parking. We have a ton of NRA classes available. First steps pistol, basic pistol. Refuse to be a victim. Lipstick bodyguard class. Go on. It's civilian mace class. It's cool.
Nice.
If we don't get somebody to mace like Corey, we're going to mace Sandy. I mean, whatever
hey,
we got to do.
Wouldn't be the first time.
And we're all going to have a crazy Irishman just walk by the way, another member of the range. We're all going to have a phenomenal time. And we're open all summer. 4th of July, we're going to be open from 10 till 4 or 5. We'll see. If it's packed, I'll stay longer. I don't care. I'm not a big fan of fireworks. I'd rather shoot a gun.
Well, same thing, right?
Yeah, same, almost. But a gun is more controlled.
Yes.
When you light a firework, you don't know which direction it's going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
With a gun, I know, when I squeeze a trigger, I know. So, yeah, we're jammed up here with classes. We're female-friendly. In the fall, we're going to start Women on Target and a lot of ladies' programs. I've been getting a ton of inquiries about leagues and competitions. We're still only 6 weeks open. Once things settle on, we'll find out what our off nights are, our slow nights, and I'll gladly start hosting any leagues and competitions. Right now, though, I'm still suffering from a severe case in head and ass disease with this new venture.
Sure.
I want to thank everyone for supporting Gun for Hire, Woodland Park Range, and Gun for Hire Radio. And I'm done. I'm pissed off.
Well, coming up right after our close here, we have a very special tribute to the late, very late, very dusty Senator Frank Lautenberg.
Is it the Mambo?
It's the Mambo. But thank you all. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, and the now decaying Senator Frank Lautenberg, we do thank you for listening, and please enjoy the tribute.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black pea.
We need to close access to gun possession, and we must work as hard as we can to get that accomplished.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
It's time to stop people from buying guns at gun shows, and that's exactly what our bill will do.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Thanks to this law, we've stopped 200,000 gun sales. One thing we've got to do is bring back the ban on oversized ammunition magazines.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Adios, Dusty.
Bye-bye.